The Mishnah that we're up to this morning is a Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who we spoke about extensively, the Mayan HaMisgaber, the great creative mind who had his own very profound religious journey. He left the path of Torah and Mitzvot and then returned to it, as we described earlier in the summer. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Havi Shakud Lomo Torah. Shakud, the language of Shakdanus, we're going to read the Haftorah next week from the beginning of Yirmiyah, the first Haftorah of the Gimel de Paranusa, Ki Shoked Ani Al Dvari La So, like from Shkedia, which is the fastest tree to bloom. So Havi Shakud Lomo Torah has to do with a sense of zrizos, alacrity and diligence, and even, intensity of Torah study. V'dama Shetashiv L'Apikores, and a person has to know how to respond to an apikoros. So Rav Lichtenstein used to say to us, the apikoros out there, the people outside, and the apikoros inside, we all harbor some doubt, and it's important to be able to respond to that. And this issue actually came up not that long ago. I was discussing with somebody in the shul after the New York Times published its insidiously anti-Semitic cartoon, the International Edition, and there were talks of boycott, which is at least the 10th time in my lifetime that a boycott of the New York Times has come up. That tells you something in its own right. And I said, my preference in general was Dama Shatashiv L'Apikores, that I try to understand very well what people who take a completely different view are thinking and try to read as widely as possible. Now, again, I respect those who disagree with that position. I'm just trying to explain that there's a variety of responses that one could have to such things, and it's important to know, what, so to speak, other side is thinking and how to best respond to that. Now, of course, the Rambam reminds us, don't go too far with this, because there are people, this is what the Rambam writes in his commentary on the Mishnah, the Rambam reminds us that there are people who aren't really looking for a dialogue. They're not actually looking to be illuminated in any real sense, and in fact, they're beyond, any kind of reasonable conversation. So, in that case, Dama Shatashiv L'Apikores is a person has to at least know for themselves, at least to be inoculated against some of the, nefarious things that we hear out there, whether of a theological or of a political nature. So the Rambam reminds us, again, don't, have unrealistic expectations when dealing with people who are so dogmatic that they're not willing to respond, to anything empirical. And finally, the third leg of the triad here, V'dalifnei mi'ata amel umiu ba'al malachtecha, it's so important to be aware of He whom we toil for, of course, the Almighty, and He is ne'eman, He is faithful and trustworthy in terms of making a recompense. So this seems like a completely independent statement. This could be, out of context, a completely independent teaching that a person should always walk around with a sense of lifnei mi ata amel, who do I really work for in this world? But the Bartanur very brilliantly connects it to the previous line. He says, Dama Shatashiv L'Apikores, that if you're in the process of some kind of a dialogue or an exchange, some of these ideas can be very seductive. And certainly, there's a great pull that we all have to simply want to fit in with whatever the zeitgeist is. There's always certain ideas that gain cachet, and, who wants to be, sort of retrograde or archaic, etc., regressive, as they would say about some of the things that we hold dear. So the Bartanura says, that's why you have to know, as you're engaged in that interchange, Da lifnei mi'ata amel, umihu ba'am lachtecha, shi'ishalim lecha schar pulatecha. Never trade the short-term approval, of those who sort of create the cultural milieu for the long-term reward of ne'eman hu ba'am lachtecha, shi'ishalim lecha schar pulatecha, the long-term a reward of having stayed faithful to timeless values and to eternal truths, da lifnei mi'ata amel.